It's about 7:30-ish, and that means it's time to talk with Brad Graber from investingintruth.com. He's our financial planner who's been teaching us for a few months now how to honor God with our finances. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Kelly.
Well, we're talking about saving today. The topic, saving, are we glorifying God or man? Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, as God's stewards, we got to remember that it's all His resources. Our main objective in managing His resources is that we bring Him maximum glory. So as we look at how we can do that, we can give our money, we can save our money, or we can spend it. And when it comes to saving, unfortunately, most of us have taken our cues from the world around us. And that's caused us to save typically for our own purposes. So are we saving for the objective of glorifying ourselves, or are we saving for the objective of glorifying God?
Well, you say that saving is simply the act of not spending money today so we can have it available to spend at a later time. And talk a little bit about how we can glorify God as we save. Because I get the whole idea of, you know, the opposite of saving is basically going into debt, which you have taught us is, you know, we're going to enjoy this thing now. We're going to pay for it later. And that's not necessarily something that glorifies God, because then we end up shorting ourselves when we have opportunities to glorify Him.
That's exactly right, and what you said there is a perfect lead-in to it, because wisdom tells us that looking into the future, we don't know what the future is going to bring, but in all likelihood, at some point, we're going to have expenses that come along that are greater than what our next paycheck is going to be. So if we're not setting any money aside, what are we going to do when those things come? If we don't have money to pay for them, the only other way to actually fund those things is to go into debt. And we know that debt is presuming upon God and presuming upon tomorrow, because we're enjoying something today or paying for something today and assuming that God is going to provide those resources in the future. Where wisdom would tell us, let's look into the future, let's see what those things are that we should be planning for, and maybe God is providing those resources today that we can set aside so that we can provide for our families, or we just have that ability to set money aside today and not spend it on ourselves, so that we have the ability to pay for those things with cash in the future.
You know, I've shared with people, if I can just take a quick side trip for a second, Brad, when we've had opportunity before as part of the church where I've attended to give, to help others, and in so doing honor God, where I had shorted myself because I chose earlier to do something that I wanted to do that I didn't necessarily need. Now that the opportunity was there to bless somebody and honor God in so doing it, I didn't have the money, and I cannot even begin to tell you how heartbreaking that was and what an important lesson that was for me.
You hit on such a big point about saving. So one of the key fundamental elements of saving is that we're saving for a purpose. So just as I said, we're seeing what are those things that we need to be setting money aside for, and we're doing that. And I feel like we're honoring God with the purpose of that. We're not letting our heart be tempted at trying to get rich or hoarding money because we're saving for a specific purpose. But one of the beautiful things is that a lot of times God will then change what that purpose is. So as we start to save an emergency fund, or maybe it's even saving for our kids' college or for retirement, those opportunities come along. And I love 2 Corinthians 8 tells us that right now you have plenty and can help those who are in need. Later they will have plenty and can share with you when you need it. So we see that example of God may just take our heart and give it a flip because He presents this opportunity to us. And if our heart is aligned with God, we can then glorify Him at that time, not by saying, oh, well, I'm saving for this, so I can't use that money. That's protected. No, everything we have is God's. It's all available for whatever opportunities He puts before us. And when we faithfully saved, that allows us to then answer that call when those opportunities do pop up.
Well, we can't separate our finances from the lives we're to lead as Christ followers. And one of the things I really appreciate about your ministry, Brad, is how you take us right back to the truth of God's Word when it comes to dealing with money. And I know that you've got several verses that address the idea of saving. And this, by the way, for all of you listening, is from one of Brad's boot camp blog posts. And this is month 9, lesson 2, if I recall correctly. Right, Brad, on the website?
That's correct. And I'll pin it to the front page of my website today.
Great. Well, one of the scriptures that you point to, which has always made me smile, and I thought about it the other day as I watched an ant on the driveway carrying a tiny little breadcrumb. But, man, he was on the move with it, and he was going to go store it up for the greater good of the colony. And I just thought, Lord, you talk to us about the ant. Share a little bit about that, Brad.
Yeah, Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 8 tells us to look at the ant. So in nature, God is showing his truth. truth being played out there. And he provides for the ant in the summer. The ant takes that provision. It lives off of it, but then it also stores some because it knows that winter is coming. And it's just an amazing example in nature of how we should be living our lives faithfully as well. Sometimes we have more than we need at that time. So what is the best way that we can be using that? And again, it goes back to give, save, or spend. So some of the money we need to spend, some of the money we need to be giving away now, but some of it we can be saving up because we see that there are those future times when we may lose a job. We may not make as much money as we're making right now. Circumstances may come up that we need to be saving for these particular things. An emergency fund is a great example. We don't know what's going to come up. We don't know what's going to break in our house, but we know that those kind of things are going to come. So like the ant, are we taking small amounts and setting it aside so that we're able to weather those times?
And there is so much to this, all of you. I want to encourage you to go to Brad's website and read the entire blog post. It's investinginTruth.com. Brad, we got a couple of minutes left before we have to move along this morning and let you get off the phone. But you talk about two types of savings. Can we just touch on that quickly about how savings can be boiled down into two categories?
Sure. We can. If we're going to categorize things, we can take it and we can call them short-term savings and long-term savings. And one of the key elements of saving, and ultimately as we're going to get into investing discussions here, is matching up what is the purpose that we're saving for, and making sure that we're saving in a way that matches that purpose. So when we're talking about money that may need to be available right away, we're not as concerned about how much we're earning on that money as we are the fact that it's available to us. But then long-term savings, so whether it's college or whether it's retirement, liquidity right now isn't the most important thing because we're saving it for this long-term purpose. So by giving up a little bit of liquidity, are we able to actually get some tax incentives? Are we able to get a better rate of return? Those are the things we have to look at because, again, we want to be good stewards with this money. And if we're saving for that long-term purpose, can we have more available to us in the future by being wise with the decisions that we make today?
All right. We're talking with financial planner Brad Graber. You can visit his website, investinginTruth.com. If you're on our website right now, look over to the right-hand side of the page. You can link to his from ours. And Brad, I wanted you to just also give people a heads up before I let you off the phone about your boot camp series, because I know that's all still posted on your website for anyone that wants to start from ground zero and learning how to handle their finances. I just shared briefly what boot camp is.
Sure. You hear us talking every week about the biblical application of all these different areas of finances. And I tried to take it and put it in a logical order in what I call financial boot camp. It's a class I've been teaching for years, and I just wrote it all down last year, tried to put it in article form so that people can go there. And if you start in lesson one, it starts to build that foundation. So then as you get to these more complicated issues like saving and investing, we have a firm foundation on Scripture, and now we're applying it to how we handle those aspects in life. So I put it out there, so if anybody wants to do a self-taught lesson, start in lesson one and just start going through those articles. Or if you want to take it on a specific topic, you can also do that as well.